Congressman Chris Collins says he wants his day in court, and he's scheduled to get that in February in a Manhattan federal courtroom. With his insider trading charges sitting out there, at least three Republicans are setting up campaigns in case the Clarence Republican is convicted and forced out of office. It's a conservative and Republican-leaning district, which Collins barely held in 2018 against Grand Island Supervisor Nate McMurray. That fight could happen again next year, with the Democrats saying he's running again on issues like a shortage of documented farm workers for the district's farmers. McMurray calls Collins' stand on that issue a fantasy.
I talk to these farmers, and if they want to say so on the record or not, some of them are actually brave enough to do it. They'll tell you, you can't get lettuce for that price, or you can't get grapes for that price, or a bushel of apples or the other products you grow, unless you have migrant labor. And they're not asking for illegal immigration. They're asking for a migrant labor program, one they've asked for generations.
Collins says he's aware of the issue and wants something done in the wider immigration, legal, and political struggle. In Buffalo, I'm Mike Desmond for WXXI News.